Our second panelist is Amir Lakhani, a cybersecurity researcher and practitioner from Fortinet and FortiGuard Labs. With over 12 years of experience in the security industry, designing cyber solutions for both commercial enterprises and for defense and intelligence agencies, Amir has first-hand experience organizing effective responses to online attacks perpetrated by underground cyber groups. Described by FedTech magazine as a blogger, infosec specialist, and superhero, Amir runs the Dr. Chaos blog, regarded as a leading source for the latest in cybersecurity thinking. Please welcome Amir.
All right, I'll be pretty brief here. I just want to share with you some stories of some research that we're doing and some things that we're seeing in the field around real-time attacks. So I love this quote from Director Robert Mueller from the FBI. He said there's two types of companies out there, those that have been hacked and those that will be. I actually think he's completely wrong here, especially from my experience, because I found two types of companies, those that have been hacked and those that have been hacked, and they just don't know it, unfortunately. So what are the problems that we're really facing today? I don't know if you see this little power strip on top over here. It looks like a nice normal power strip. I actually found this at a secure US intelligence agency. It's a Linux box running hacker software on it. It has 3G cards on it, so attackers can get in and they can transfer information without any firewalls or IPS systems or any other security tools being noticed. This little black box, this is called a Wi-Fi pineapple. It's a $99 device. If you have any software, any computer, any phone that has that is connected to Wi-Fi, it's always cycling. It's always looking for the last Wi-Fi hotspot that it connected to. My phone is always looking for H honors because I always stayed at Hilton. What this unit does is it says, I am that Wi-Fi unit. Go ahead and connect to me. And by the way, if you're sending any passwords, I will collect them for you too, not a problem. At that point, this unit is very nice enough to serve you any page that it wants, any software that it wants, including remote administration software, let's just call it that. Of course, we have our wonderful world of Flash, Java, and Adobe, makers of the most secure software out there, right? So, let's look at the problems that we face, and I like this slide because we call this the FortiGuard Minute. At FortiGuard, we have a lot of security devices deployed all over the world. This is just a snapshot of attacks that we're seeing in a single minute at any given time. So at any given time, we're seeing over 650,000 network intrusion attempts at any time with our customers all over the world. 94,000 botnet attempts in any given minute. There's a lot of attacks out there that are happening all the time. And why? Why are these attacks happening? Well, this is kind of a tough slide to read, but there's money in it, right? There's money and there's motivation for attacks. And let's look at a couple of them already. I found this on the Tor network, on the dark web. A lot of counterfeiting out here. I know every guy thinking, yeah, I know I can buy like my girl a gift now pretty easily and pretty cheaply with bitcoins, right? Start mining those bitcoins. Because there's a lot of counterfeiting out there and it's very good and it's costing money. Some of the other things we see is theft of credit cards, theft of PayPal accounts. You can see these accounts are being sold at minimum cost, like $85 for the first one, and it has $700 worth of U.S. money in it. The money is not the important part. These are verified PayPal accounts that hackers can now use. They can take over and use to buy other types of good, money laundering, other types of issues. The biggest problem that I see is the Internet of Things. Yes, I am one of those guys whose refrigerator does email me, but I travel a lot, I'm never home, so there's one can of Diet Coke in it right now, I believe. So it's not gonna do any good. But we have BYOD, bring your own disaster, right? And that's fun. I love BYOD. I was dealing with a customer that actually had a BYOD policy. So what I did was I actually just sent their VP. I was asked to look at the security. So I sent their VP my own iPad that I had modified the software. I said, congratulations, you've been really good. We want to thank you. Here's an iPad. He had no idea who he came from. The first thing he did was open it up, put his passwords in. Thank you very much. We got an insider threat now. I know everything he does. I have access to everything that he does. There's a website out there called spoofcart.com. It lets you spoof any caller ID, so I can make it appear like I'm calling anyone else from anyone else. You know, if my boss doesn't pick up my phone call, maybe I'll use this to pretend I'm his boss calling him. He picks up pretty fast after that, then, you know, doesn't like me afterward. But you can do text message spoofing as well. This is actually a real example of what I got from a customer. I changed the phone number, but the 284 area code is real because that goes to the Caribbeans, and it's actually toll fraud. In this particular case, all this phone number did was pick up and hang up with a minimum of a 1 minute charge of $1,500. I love how they spelled Bank of America right at one place and spelled it wrong in another place. I thought that was pretty interesting. All right, so we're living in the world of Internet of Things, and there's this problem. These devices were meant for consumer devices. They're not really meant for security or for protection. And there's a lot of problems with the Internet of Things, and so I can talk to you about this afterwards. I know we're running short on time here, but when you have a Nest box that can tell an attacker if you're home or not home, that's one thing. But when the same technology is being used in prisons and an attacker gets in to turn up the heat all of a sudden to incite a prison riot, that's actually a big deal, which is actually a real case scenario that I was dealing with. Of course, we got the dark web, and you can almost do anything on the dark web. Here's an advertisement that I found on by a known attacker. He actually had really good ratings. It's like eBay. People rate him and say, hey, this guy's really good. And what does he say? I know this is hard to read, but he's basically saying, I will do absolutely anything you want me to do. Destroy anyone, hack anyone, or anything else that you might want. You can buy fake bills from any currency, any country. You can actually get a lot better rates on the dark web than this. But at least, hey, they've passed UV lights and threat tests and all the other tests. You need passports. Well, there's no better place to buy from a fake passport agency that has their own copyright, which is awesome, right? So, how do I do this? Well, I actually spend a lot of time not sleeping and going on IRC channels, and we can talk about this. But this is out there, and bitcoins are a good way of exchanging information. So is IRC channels. So is showing attackers other sides that they may not know about as well. In fact, one attacker said, hey, I will show you my latest zero-day attack. And what it does is it turns on the iPhone front camera, back camera, and GPS, and streams it to a server remotely. And by the way, it's on iOS 8. So there's no defense against this, and all I want is to play around with the latest top vendor firewall. Can you give me a license? And turned out to be a good exchange, and at least for me to analyze this remote software. There's APTs out there. I think this term gets overused quite a bit, but it's true. I mean, most of the threats that I see are not APTs. It's the people problem. It's the social engineering attacks. And those are, at least there's a defense against those. Sometimes there's no defense against these advanced attacks. So we see these attacks happening everywhere, all around the world, just recently, and they're really having an effect. In the U.S., Target had 40 million credit cards stolen. My mom actually won't shop at Target anymore. I go, Mom, you don't have to worry about your credit card. That's not how it happens, and you don't want to argue with Mom. I'll just say that. You don't get into an argument with Mom. We heard about shell shock last week, a lot of things about shell shock, but what does it really do? I just wanted to demo this and if there was a real attack against this. I just put a DHCP option out there. Every time your computer is online, it gets an address automatically most of the time. That's how it actually gets online. I can actually send it commands. This last line where it says additional options, I'm just sending it a command saying foo, but I could do anything I want. I could add my own username and say connect to me and send me all your critical files or send me any file you want with credit card information or your personal information or who knows what. Attacks are out there. Some of the biggest attacks we've already seen years, Heartbleed is out there, Conficker, which was in 2008, we run across that all the time. People are just not defending their solutions out there, even the things that are out there. I'm gonna skip some of this just because we're running late on time, but our approach is always looking at 360 solutions, looking at everything with solutions, and looking at security holistically as an ecosystem. So I know we want to do like a debate, so I'm gonna just skip, but I will be here for the rest of the time.